Today, we hear one of the clearest examples of how much Jesus loves you. Let's head to John chapter 3 and listen in on a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. Imagine with me for just a moment. It's dark and really late at night. The streets of Jerusalem are quiet. The shadows from the moon stretch out on the deserted, dusty, and lonely streets. Most people are asleep. They're probably snoring. But not Nicodemus. He couldn't sleep. Something about Jesus stirred his heart and got his mind thinking. Now, Nicodemus was no ordinary guy. He was one of the smartest and most respected teachers. When other teachers had questions about God, they came to Nicodemus for answers. Nicodemus knew the rules, the laws, and Nicodemus had the answers. Yet, now, late at night, Nicodemus can't sleep because of questions. Lots of questions swirling and whirling around his brain. So in the middle of the night, when nobody can see and we just hear the crickets, crick, 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 Nicodemus goes to talk to Jesus. In John 3, verse 2, Nicodemus says, "Rabbi, we know you're a teacher who has come from God. No one could do the miracles you're doing if God weren't with him." And Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." What? Born again? This is confusing. How can somebody be born again when they're old? Nicodemus asks. Well, you see, Jesus wasn't talking about the body. Jesus is talking about starting over on the inside, a birth that happens in your heart and in your soul, a fresh start that only God can give. Then in that midnight conversation, we see a beautiful verse and hear the heartbeat of a new life in John 3:16. Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And that's the moment right there. Jesus says, "Believe in me for salvation and a new life." Think about Nicodemus. He realizes in that moment that he doesn't need more answers or more work or more good behavior. Nicodemus simply needs Jesus. So how about you right now, today? Are you restless late at night? Are you asking questions like, "Does God really see me? Does God really love me?" Yes, Jesus loves you. Here's the good news. Jesus invites you to come close to him right now. Being born again means that Jesus gives you a brand new life starting now and lasting forever. In the quiet, when the world slows down, remember Nicodemus. Just like him, you can bring your questions to Jesus. You can be born again. Jesus is waiting right now with the free gift of salvation. All you need to do is say, "Jesus, come into my heart right now." Jesus loves you. And Jesus died for you so that you can live each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.